USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a powerful Hurricane Dorian closes in on the Bahamas, the head of the National Hurricane Center, Ken Graham, says of its winds,
160 miles an hour puts it into the Category 5 range. That's the strongest category that we have.
Graham says the slow-moving storm will bash the Bahamas for an entire day or so.
30 hours plus. Major hurricane winds over the northern Bahamas. Torrential rainfall. We're talking storm surge 10 to 15 feet with the waves. So it's a very dangerous situation.
Forecasters say Dorian will then approach the east coast of Florida later this week and could brush Georgia and the Carolinas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott will visit Odessa, Texas shortly, where a gunman killed 5 people and wounded 21 others in a shooting spree yesterday before police killed him in a parking lot. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising. This ad is sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention! This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-970-7531. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-970-7531. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-970-7531. Again, 800-970-7531.